20 in a row, 97.5. Why Country? Nobody plays more country. It is the Matt Malone Morning Show, and it's time for the Why Country Medical Minute, brought to you by the Cassopolis Family Clinic Network. Rose is with us, and Rose, this is the time of the year when people start getting sick, and that happens to be at work all the time, too, which if you are sick, don't go to work. Stay home, because otherwise you're spreading the sickness to everybody else. But specifically today, we want to talk about the norovirus.
Yes, and I know we're hearing lots of different things, you know, the flu, the cold. What's the difference? And a lot of people say, oh, I have the flu, but really they have a respiratory or a stomach virus. So we're just trying to separate those a little bit for you today. So I will say the difference between the flu is respiratory. The norovirus, or some people call it the stomach flu, is where you're throwing up, you're having diarrhea, stomach pain, things like that. So that's one of the things that we really have to clear up, especially here in Southwest Michigan.
Absolutely. Now, is this something that you can get just from being airborne, or?
Usually you have to come in contact with it. Now, it can be airborne, I guess, if someone's coughing in your face that has just thrown up, which is gross.
Hear that, everybody? Don't cough in my mouth, okay? Please don't.
Gross. So, if you are near someone before they get sick, or they're even contagious a few days after they get sick, so even after you've stopped throwing up or diarrhea or whatever, stay home because you're still contagious. And also make sure that if someone is sick in your home, especially your kids, you need to clean with a bleach-based household solution. A lot of people grab Lysol and things like that, but the bleach-based solution is the only thing that will actually kill the norovirus.
Absolutely, and make sure that you're washing your laundry thoroughly too, right?
Your hands and your laundry, yes. And I will say if you are cleaning up contaminated, you know, throw up and things like that, put it in a trash bag while you have gloves on. Take it out to the trash, get it out of your house. Make sure that you're keeping everything clean.
Absolutely. And that's the best way you can prevent yourself getting sick over the holiday season, because nobody wants to be sick for Christmas, right?
No, no one wants to throw up at all.
So. Excellent, Rose. If we want to revisit this information, where can we go?
Head to our website at CassFamilyClinic.org.
The Why Country Medical Minute, brought to you by the Cassopolis Family Clinic Network with Rose. Rose, thank you very much, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Talk to you then.
You bet. It's 20 in a row, 97.5 Why Country.
Nobody plays more country.